I would like to welcome our first panel to the witness table. Joining us for the Department of Interior, we have the Honorable Larry Echohawk, Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs, and he is accompanied by Michael Black, Director of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and Keith Moore, Director of Bureau of Indian Education. Also testifying from the Department of Health and Human Services, we have the Honorable Yvette Rubidoux, Director of the Indian Health Service, accompanied by Deputy Director Randy Grinnell. Welcome, Assistant Secretary Hawk and Director Rubidoux to this hearing. And at this time, I'd like to ask you for and ask you to deliver your testimony. The Honorable Ron Allen is the. So we will begin with Larry Echohawk with your testimony. Thank you.
Chairman Akaka and Vice Chairman Barroso and committee members, thank you for this opportunity to provide the Department of the Interior statement on the President's 2012 budget request for Indian Affairs. The President has requested $2.5 billion for Indian Affairs within the Department of the Interior. And through the work of the Tribal Interior Budget Council, this budget has been crafted after careful consideration with American Indian and Alaska Native government representatives. The President has called upon members of his administration to meet important objectives while also exercising fiscal responsibility. And consistent with that directive, difficult choices have been made in formulating the 2012 budget request for Indian Affairs. The budget request is $18.9 million, or 4.5% below the FY 2010 enacted budget level. I point out that the majority of these reductions, however, are due to one-time program increases provided in prior appropriations, completion of projects, and completion of payments to settlements. Still, Indian Affairs had to make tough decisions that reflect the President's commitment to fiscal responsibility. We've made strategic cuts at the Central Office of Indian Affairs in order to fund tribal priorities. Thus, the proposed budget has $89.6 million in targeted increases to tribal programs. I would like to highlight some of those targeted increases, which are part of the President's Strengthening Tribal Nations Initiative. Under the first category of advancing nation-to-nation relationships, there is a $42.3 million increase, which includes $25.5 million for contract support cost. And I point this out to note that this was the top priority identified by the Tribal Interior Budget Council. Along with that is another $4 million request to increase the Indian Self-Determination Fund, which is funding to assist tribes who want to contract or compact new programs. There is also included within this initiative support for small and needy tribes in the amount of a $3 million increase. This helps those small tribes meet the very basic responsibilities of tribal government. This will affect 114 tribes, 86 of which are in the state of Alaska. Under the second category of protecting Indian communities, there is an increase of $20 million, which includes $5.1 million for law enforcement operations and a total of $11.4 million for detention center operations and maintenance. There is also an increase of $2.5 million for tribal courts. Under a third category of improving trust land management, there is an increase of $18.4 million, which includes $2 million for grants directly to tribes for projects to evaluate and develop renewable energy resources on tribal trust lands. There is also an increase of $7.7 million for trust natural resource management. And the fourth category to highlight is improving Indian education. And here we have a request to increase expenditures of $8.9 million. And one of the things that we're that are included in this request would be an initiative to advance on safe and secure schools. That's in the amount of $3.9 million, which will implement safety and security programs at 10 schools and two dormitories to mitigate issues identified by the Inspector General last year. And there is also $3 million requested as an increase for the tribal grant support cost. And this funds administration and indirect cost at about 126 tribally controlled schools and residential facilities. There are decreases, including in the operation of Indian programs, a decrease of $43.3 million, in construction, a decrease of $65 million. And there is $7.9 million in program eliminations, and there's $64.4 million in program completions. And also another reduction is in administration of $22.1 million. This budget will serve more than 1.7 million American Indian and Alaskan Natives. And I emphasize that almost 90% of all appropriations are expended at the local level. And 63% of these appropriations are provided directly to tribes. What is good about the increases that are proposed in this budget is a 5% increase in the tribal priority allocation. And there is also an increase for fixed costs that will affect tribal governments of $8.2 million. So I recognize that there are certainly great needs in Indian country, and this budget will not meet all of the needs that we have, but President Obama's administration has been faithful in seeking to meet those needs by following the priorities of tribal leaders. We would be happy to respond to questions from the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary Echohawk. And now I will ask Director Robidoux to proceed with your statement.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, good morning. I'm Dr. Yvette Robidoux, and I'm the director of the Indian Health Service. I'm accompanied today by Mr. Randy Grinnell, the deputy director. I'm pleased to have the opportunity to testify on the President's 2012 budget request for the Indian Health Service. While the President's fiscal year 2012 budget for the entire federal government reflects hard choices necessary to control the deficit, the IHS budget request reflects a sustained commitment by President Obama to honor treaty commitments made by the United States, reflects Secretary Sebelius's continued priority to improve the IHS, and represents one of the largest annual percent increases in discretionary budget authority compared to other operating divisions within the Department of Health and Human Services. This budget was built upon tribal priorities and maintains current services and focuses program funding increases to be distributed broadly across as many patients and communities as possible. Our agency priorities are to renew and strengthen our partnership with tribes, to reform the IHS, to improve the quality of and access to health care, and to make all of our health, all of our work transparent, accountable, fair, and inclusive. The FY 2012 President's budget request in discretionary budget authority for the IHS is $4.6 billion, an increase of $571.4 million, or a 14% increase over FY 2010 enacted funding level. The request includes increases to maintain current services, including pay costs for Commissioned Corps personnel, inflation and population growth, and funding to staff and operate newly constructed health facilities, including facilities completely constructed by tribes under the Joint Venture Construction Program. The success of the Joint Venture Program demonstrates the strong commitment of this administration and the tribes to reduce the backlog of health facility construction projects and staffing needs. The IHS proposed budget also includes a total increase of $169.3 million for contract health services, the top tribal priority for program increases. And this increase will help meet the significant need for referrals for medical services in the private sector. The budget request also includes $54 million for the Indian Health Care Improvement Fund and will allow approximately 88 of our lowest funded hospitals and health centers to expand health and primary care services. To fund the shortfall in contract support costs, a $63.3 million increase is included for tribes that have assumed management of health programs previously managed by the federal government. The budget request also includes modest increases for health information technology security, prevention of the principal risk factors for chronic diseases, smoking and obesity, and expands access to and improving quality of substance abuse treatment in our primary care settings. For the facilities appropriation, the total health care facilities construction budget is $85.2 million. For construction to continue on the replacement hospital in Barrow, Alaska, the San Carlos Health Center in Arizona, and the Kayenta Health Center on the Navajo Reservation. It will also fund the design and site grading of the Youth Regional Treatment Center for Southern California. This budget helps us continue our work to bring reform to the Indian Health Service. In my first year as director, I sought input from tribes and staff on where improvements are needed in IHS. In this past year, input from external stakeholders have reinforced the need for change and improvement in IHS, improving the way we do business, and to focus more on our oversight responsibilities to assure accountability in providing quality health care in the most effective and efficient manner. We are working hard to make improvements and implement the recommendations of this committee from the Aberdeen Area Investigation. The budget includes funding increases for direct operations and business operations support to improve our business capacity and oversight. We are making progress on implementing the Indian Health Care Improvement Act's permanent reauthorization included in the Affordable Care Act. This budget proposes funding for two high-priority demonstration projects, Youth Telemental Health Project and Innovative Health Care Facilities Construction. While IHS is predominantly a rural, highly decentralized federal, tribal, and urban Indian health system that provides health care services under a variety of challenges, however, IHS has proven its ability to improve the health status of American Indians and Alaska Natives over the years. This budget request for the IHS is a necessary investment in winning the future that will result in healthier American Indian and Alaska Native communities. Thank you for the opportunity to present the President's FY 2012 budget request for the Indian Health Service. I'd be happy to answer questions. Thank you.